thanks for each new way to express creatively. I have the confidence to try new activities and boldly plan my future. As I reflect on my dreams, I know I have the infinite power of spirit within to guide me. I step out in faith with a youthful exuberance and unflagging energy. And from John 11:26, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? We kind of need our musician. So most of you know already, my name is Gail, and certainly welcome to our Unity Center for Positive Living. And we're very glad that each of you is here this morning. And I was supposed to reverse that, but oh well, it's done now. And we can sing, I suppose.
A cappella, sure.
Yes, surely the presence. If Eileen will kind of take the lead, now hey. would you? We're to the point where we're singing Surely the Presence.
Okay. Right on time.
Yes.
Oh, we have a soloist.
Resting peace, dream. Okay, now I don't have no coffee in my hand.
All right.
You'll never see me with coffee.
Sorry.
A tea drinker.
Sorry, you're going to go to the coffee rest stop, all that coffee,
no, and drink. I'm a tea drinker, sorry.
But I guess you guys get to have Kool-Aid and cocoa. And where were you wandering all around to yesterday?
Oh, I wanted to down and have breakfast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where'd you eat breakfast at?
At Centerville.
Oh, Centerville. Yeah. I heard they got good breakfast there. Is that true?
Happy Sunday.
I have to go in there and give it a try. I like this.
Another one?
Okay. Another one.
You're welcome to all the lunch.
I didn't hug you before.
Oh, yeah,
but
what
the heck is the matter with me?
Yeah, you said something
about it.
Yeah, I am.
Good morning, Gareth. Okay, don't spill that tea now. Be careful. I'll look around.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning to you. How are you?
How are you?
Can you name?
That's great.
That's great.
Vern. Do you hug?
What am I doing standing there with my back to you?
Mr. Red Shirt, I have a red shirt that I got in Hawaii. I'd love to wear it. Yeah. I'd like that long sleeve red shirt. I've got a bunch of red shirts. Yeah, I identified with Chief Red Cloud.
Oh, okay.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the eagle. I always identify with the eagle. It's a good omen to me. That's a real good sign.
Oh, hello,
hello,
Jordan.
Good to you.
Persevere.
Do your sweet puppy. Like, come on,
announcements, please. Joanne, do you have announcements?
Yeah, Coffee Rest Up coming up October 5th and 6th. Got a whole day to fill up.
And you change that from 4 hours to five hours.
So that drops off a shift on your day.
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't signed up yet.
I've done 6 hours.
We could
do a
rest up.
So the time goes fast, actually.
Yeah.
Just can't pay attention to the hours. Just our customers. Any other announcements? Okay, are you
ready
statement?
One thing.
Yes.
This week on Thursday is Unity World Day of Prayer.
Oh, that's Thursday right. The 12th, right?
Yeah, that's this Thursday.
This Thursday the 12th. Unity World Day of Prayer. We've had 24-hour prayer here before, but Susan Finley is enjoying herself in Italy, so she's been the one.
Blame it on Susan.
Yeah, she's the one who has usually set it up for us. However, if somebody's so inclined, it could happen.
You can pray on your own.
That too.
You can sit at home or anywhere you are and pray.
Right.
Anytime.
And it doesn't even just have to be on the 12th. Okay. So then, on to our unity statement. Let's say that together, please. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Our song of joy.
So this is the other lyric sheet you have. By Thy Grace by Snana McClarn. And I invite you to stand for this one.
Let's sing with Isaac.
By Thy grace that I sing. It's by Thy grace that I sing. It's by Thy grace
Self-love. And my suggestion is, since it's written in first person, that you close your eyes and imagine you're saying this to yourself, okay? Today, Creator of the Universe, I ask that you help me to accept myself just the way I am, without judgment. Help me to accept my mind the way it is, with all my emotions, my hopes and dreams, my personality, my unique way of being. Help me to accept my body just the way it is, with all its beauty and perfection. Let the love I have for myself be so strong that I never again reject myself or sabotage my happiness, freedom, and love. From now on, let every action, every reaction, every thought, and every emotion be based on love. Help me, Creator, to increase my self-love until the entire dream of my life is transformed. From fear and drama to love and joy. Let the power of my self-love be strong enough to break all the lies I was programmed to believe, all the lies that tell me I'm not good enough or strong enough or intelligent enough that I cannot make it. Let the power of my self-love be so strong that I no longer need to live my life according to other people's opinions. Let me trust myself completely to make the choices I must make. With my self-love, I am no longer afraid to face any responsibility in my life or face any problems and resolve them as they arise. Whatever I want to accomplish, let it be done with the power of my self-love. Starting today, help me to love myself so much that I never set up any circumstances that go against me. I can live my life being myself and not pretending to be someone else just to be accepted by other people. I no longer need people to accept me or tell me how good I am because I know what I am. With the power of self-love, let me enjoy what I see every time I look in the mirror. Let there be a big smile on my face that enhances my inner and outer beauty. Help me to feel such intense self-love that I always enjoy my own presence. Let me love myself without judgment, because when I judge, I carry blame and guilt. I have the need for punishment, and I lose the perspective of your love. Strengthen my will to forgive myself in this moment. Clean my mind of emotional poison and self-judgment so that I can live in complete peace and love. Let my self-love be the power that changes the dream of my life. With this new power in my heart, the power of self-love, let me transform every relationship I have, beginning with the relationship I have with myself. Help me to free myself of any conflict I have with others. Let me be happy to share my time with my loved ones and to forgive them for any injustice I feel in my mind. Help me to love myself so much that I forgive anyone who has ever hurt me. Give me the courage to love my family and friends unconditionally and to change my relationships in the most loving and positive way. Help me to create new channels of communication in my relationships so there's no war of control, there's no winner or loser. Together, let us work as a team for love, for joy, for harmony. Let my relationships with my family and friends be based on respect and joy so I no longer have the need to tell them how to think or be. Help me to accept others just the way they are without judgment, because when I reject them, I reject myself. When I reject myself, I reject you. Today is a new beginning. Help me to start my life over, beginning today with the power of self-love. Help me to enjoy my life, to enjoy my relationships, to explore life, to take risks, to be alive, and to no longer be in fear of love. Let me open my heart to the love that is my birthright. Help me to become a master of gratitude, generosity, and love so that I can enjoy all of your creations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And there's copies on the back table if you want.
Thank you, Joanne, for providing us copies as well. Our meditation song.
Thank you.
will join me in the affirmations, please. I am the love of God in expression.
I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time.
And this is the Sunday for the Progressive Lord's Prayer. So if you would get that out and say it with me, please. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will be done.
I am on earth, even as I am in heaven.
I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am.
Hallelujah.
Is not totally retirement. Things happen that we get called to do. So please welcome John Winfield. All right.
Hello. Hello. Again.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
This is so sedate, so low key today.
Yeah.
What can we do to liven it up? It's good to be alive. That's my affirmation. In fact, I even have that on a t-shirt that my son made for me a few years ago. It's good to be alive. People see that and they go, oh, that's weird. Catholic squirrels.
What? What?
Presbyterian Church had called a special meeting of their membership to deal with a cantankerous problem they were having in the church facility because they were experiencing an infestation of squirrels. So they decided it was divine will that the squirrels were there, that it was predestined, preordained that those squirrels be there, so they should not do anything to interfere with those squirrels that God had determined should be there in their church. However, they had a custodian who really wasn't Presbyterian. I think he must have been Methodist, because he had something about choice, free choice, and he was tired of cleaning up after the squirrels, so he trapped them, you know, life traps,
yeah.
And he took them and release them on the far side of the parking lot. Well, on the far side of the parking lot was the Baptist church. In the Baptist church, they had a special meeting of the deacons because they were all of a sudden surprised to have all of these squirrels show up, and they decided that they would baptize them and save their souls. And so someone devised a water slide down into the baptismal font. Well, the squirrels had so much fun, they called all their relatives and all their friends, and they were just having a what going on, you know, having a good time. So somehow it got to the Catholic Church, and the priests of the Catholic Church and the nuns decided that what they would do is real simple. They would make them all members of the church. Then they would only see them on Christmas and Easter. Not much was said about the Jewish synagogue, however, because as soon as they took the first squirrel, they circumcised him, and they hadn't seen a squirrel since. Taste. I don't know.
Yeah, that's over.
What I do want to talk about, I touched upon different denominations, and today what I want to talk about is the idea of truth. Because one of the things that impressed me when I was in ministerial school 44 years ago at Unity Village, Unity School of Christianity, that's what all they talked about was truth, truth, truth. And I hadn't heard that term used in that way before I really got into Unity. You know, Talks on Truth by Charles Fillmore and Lessons in Truth by Dr. Katie, and all of this about truth. And so what it really came down to in Unity is the idea of truth is not a doctrine or a dogma. That's what Unity doesn't have. But Unity teaches principles and practices, especially those that were delineated by Jesus Christ in his lifetime, those principles of love and forgiveness and understanding and faith and power and letting go, release, which is also forgiveness, and much more. And practices of prayer and meditation. And again, forgiveness. Don't forget to forgive every day. Forgive, right? Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, said, when Jesus said, follow me, he didn't mean follow me to the crucifixion. He meant follow me to the resurrection and the regeneration. Okay? The regeneration is the idea of renewing and regenerating and healing our lives, our bodies. So the cross, like you have a cross here in the front of the sanctuary, and the cross to me is not a symbol of death, as it is to many, many people, but it's a symbol of the divine, the vertical divine, and the horizontal human plane, or the earth plane, as it were, but the divine vertical being and the horizontal us making our way through this journey of life. But we all do this in the name of truth, in a way, one way or the other, whether it's from yoga or Buddhism or some form of Shakti meditation, some form of Kriya yoga, or whether it is in prayer, in a confessional booth, or whether it is being saved and born again and the laying on of hands, or whether it is through the prostrating of prayer as the Muslims do several times a day, and the call to prayer, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful song. It's all part of what we call different aspects of truth. It's almost like something I carry in my pocket, interestingly enough. I found this in my moving around and stuff, pulling things out of boxes. I found this amethyst crystal. It's like, imagine a diamond. It has so many facets on it, and each one is true to itself, right? Each one is true to itself. So I carry this, not for that reason, but to remind me. When we were in San Luis Obispo, my first church, we had a crystallographer. He was a curator of a museum in Los Angeles who came up to San Luis, and he talked about the crystal skull, and he taught us how to program a crystal, which I found really interesting. And then as you hold it in your hand, your left hand, palm up, and then you put your right hand over it, and then you speak truth. You speak an affirmation of truth, like, I am love, I am love, I am love. I am patient, I am patient. I am kind, I am compassionate. Whatever it is that you speak. And all this does is remind you. It's just a reminder. So if you have a crystal, like a necklace, or on a ring or something, be sure it's not set in gold. Don't use gold, because it doesn't conduct the energy properly. That's what he told us. And you know, who am I to know? I don't, to me, this was interesting information 38 years ago, something like that. But it's pretty consistent in the effect it's had on my life ever since. So, nonetheless. So, in looking for truth, what is it? I mean, what amazes me is that oftentimes I will hear people that will talk about different beliefs or doctrines or dogmas and say, truth, this is truth. And I just, there's a part of my mind that objects to what I find to be misleading or not true. And I have a hard time with that. I really do sometimes. I don't stand up and walk out, but I do. You know, we all have a filter of how we listen. Like you're having your filter, you're running commentary of what I'm talking about right now, right? And we all have that going on. And that will affect how we receive, our receptivity of what truth might be in that little nugget, okay? So, there is something called the perennial philosophy. Are you familiar with the perennial philosophy? This was something 100 years ago was really big in Europe, and the perennial philosophy, especially one philosopher from England called, by the name of Aldous Huxley. He was influential in my life back in my college days. And what he described in the perennial philosophy as the metaphysic that recognizes a divine reality substantial to the world of things and lives and minds. The psychology that finds in the soul something similar to or even identical with the divine reality. I mean, this is what we were just affirming, right? Similar to the divine reality within us. And the ethic that places humanity's final end in the knowledge of the immanent and transcendent ground of all being. This is immemorial and universal. This is what, in unity, we've been trying to articulate, trying to describe, and trying to live for over 100 years. For, let's say, well, 1889 is when Charles and Merle Fillmore first started actively reaching out with the unity message. And so it's trying to get that in our lives, integrated and living that. Not what we believe, but what we live is what's much more important. This summer, my wife Jane and I went on a journey, adventure. We have a little sailboat that we keep at the marina up in Olympia, and we went on that boat up to Canada, up to the Gulf Islands in Canada. Have any of you been to the Gulf Islands?
No.
The Gulf Islands are east of Vancouver Island and west of the San Juan Islands. So we went up, and this is a 30-foot sailboat, and it's awfully small when you're out in the strait, believe me. And the wind waves and everything. Most of the time we were motoring. We only got the sails up a couple of days, but it was wonderful. But you know, when you're going at 5 knots, which is somewhat more than 5 miles an hour and somewhat less than 6, maybe close to 6 miles an hour, and you're going hour after hour at that speed, it is wonderful because you see the birds, the eagles, you see the sea life, you get a, and the beauty all around you, all above you, all 6 directions, right? Above and below everything, it's beautiful. And when we got over to the Gulf Islands in British Columbia, we went to Pender Cove and checked in with Canadian Customs at Poets Cove, and then went up to Salt Spring Island to a place called Ganges, which is much cleaner and nicer than the Ganges in India. But when we went there, it's a village on Salt Spring Island, and we stuck around for a few days because we had heard about this farmer's market. We wanted to go to the farmer's market and experience it, because we have several friends who've done that, and even friends who used to live there on the island, and talked about this farmer's market. So we stayed for Saturday, and I was down at the boat cleaning and getting things ready and stuff, and my wife called me, why don't you come on up here? Come on, I'll meet you right at the entrance. Okay. There was this sculpture, this big standing sculpture that she met me at, and so she almost took me by the hand right in the midst of this very, very busy market with kiosks and, you know, canopies and people selling their wares and vegetables and fruits and handmade items. Right in the middle of this lane was a card table with CDs and books and this woman sitting at it. And I looked at it, no, this is Rafi. You know Rafi? Remember Rafi?
Yeah.
We met Rafi. He was there. He wasn't there when we first got there. Went and stumbled through all of the group of people. Came back in about 10 or 15 minutes, and he was there. Rafi is a child. He wrote and sang many children's songs, like Baby Beluga. And these are songs for the past 30 years I've been singing to my children and now grandchildren. Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea, you swim so wild and you swim, just beautiful stuff. And then in the 90s he got in, he had this aha, realizing the profound danger we are facing with global warming, with the extreme toxification of the oceans and the air and so forth. So he's shifted that, and he's gotten international awards and recognition for his work. But what he's really doing now, his main focus is right here. We got books and CDs of his stuff, but child honoring, of really honoring children and raising children, and like not only in school but in the home, because that's where it starts, of honoring children and giving children a chance. Giving children a chance to grow up with these principles and practices that we talk about, unity of love and understanding and faith and acceptance and kindness, compassion, of having that instilled in our life. Imagine that. Imagine being a baby, an infant, a child growing up in an atmosphere of love and acceptance, kindness and goodness and generosity. And not withholding in the name of, this is better for you, right? I mean, how many of us went through that? How many of us went through, this hurts me more than does you? And those other subliminal messages or direct messages of withholding the love and withholding all of the things that we are, according to what Jesus taught and lived, these are gifts from God. These are things that are our birthright to be a full, complete human being with the right to the kingdom of God. What did he say? Unless you become as a little child, there's no way you are going to reach the consciousness of the kingdom of heaven, the consciousness of God. He didn't use those words. Those are my words. But you get the point, right? He said to be like the child, to be the child, however you can. The day we got first day we came back to the United States from the Gulf Islands, we checked in at San Juan Island. The next morning I got up and I walked about and I looked, and the American flag was at half staff. And I asked someone, why is this flying half staff? He said, because of the mass shooting down in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. He didn't even mention the one in California, Gilroy, where three innocent people, including a child, were murdered, shot dead. Welcome back to the United States. We have a real problem, the hostility in our country and our culture. The hostility, the separation, the violence that is permeating and has become so acceptable. It's just part of what's going on. But it can't be accepted. It can't be. The violence against women, the violence against Native women in Canada and here in the United States, women of all cultures, all women, the violence and the mistreatment and the abuse and the neglect and the taking for grantedness has to stop. And the only one that can stop it is not them, it's us, it's me. It's learning to deal with our own hostilities, our own anger in more holistic and healthy ways than taking it out or dumping it on someone else so we feel better. Oh boy, do I feel better now that I yelled and screamed and maybe hurt someone's feelings or truly hurt someone. It's time we stop. It's time we grow up as human beings, as unity students, as spiritual beings, as it were. Whatever. You may not really identify with unity. You may identify with this spiritual community, but this spiritual community is part of a greater community, a community of humanity, of humankind, a community of the earth as well. I've been reading Grandfather Roy Wilson's book on She-Hulk's and She-Hulk's was a Cowlitz chief back in the 1830s. He was in this area south of here when the white people showed up. In fact, he was, as a six-year-old, saw Lewis and Clark as they were floating down the Columbia. But since that time, he wondered, what is it? What's happening? What are these people, these white people, doing? What are they bringing here? And then, 25 years later, he starts asking the question, why are they so rude? Why are they so cruel? Why are they so mean to us? I mean, they are our guests. Why are they doing this to us? Why are they doing this to us? They brought blankets that contaminated with illness, and about 95% of the Cowlitz people died in just a year. That's 45,000 people that were probably the area south of here. So, why do we do this? And we justify it. We're doing it today. We justify the inhumanity. We justify the famine. I'm not trying to bring a guilt trip. I'm trying to say, look, we are a part of it. We're not apart from it. We're a part of it. Just like we're a part of the divine, we are also, so we're a part of the solution. To teach peace. To teach goodness. The one person that I find who was, I think, one of my great influences when I really studied his work was starting in college, was Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi was a warrior in South Africa, as you probably know. And on September 11th, 1906, he stepped out on the world stage of transformation when he spoke the word Satyagraha is a Sanskrit word that means holding on to the truth without violence or retaliation. In other words, the violence that's been, at the time, there was a lot of Indians that were the laborers and workers in South Africa that were experiencing apartheid. Just like there are a lot of people of color in this country that are still experiencing racial prejudice. We don't call it apartheid here, but the racial prejudice is still very, very deep. And holding on to the truth without retaliation or without violence, without hostility, is really important. The truth is, we are all children of God. The truth is, we are all expressions of God. Like you read earlier, Joanne, about this isn't just about my point of view, it's all of us together. We all share this. We are all part of the divine. So let's share it in a divine way. Let's allow our faith to be expressions of the experience of God, expressions of love, expressions of goodness and kindness. Now back to squirrels. I see I have a couple minutes here. There, so did I leave any of you wondering what about unity squirrels? Or you're taking a tap? Any wonder what about unity squirrels? Well, I'll tell you about unity squirrels. Because a few days ago, on the 4th, on Wednesday, I did a memorial service, celebration of life for Jack. He lived in Vancouver, among other places. But his daughter is a really, really good friend of ours, of mine, who lives up in Olympia, she and her family. And so they asked me to lead the celebration of life. And we talked about the experience they had years ago when Karen rescued a squirrel from the clutches of her cat, a baby squirrel. And she took it down to her parents' house in Vancouver, and they took that squirrel in, and they had a cage for it in their kitchen, and they named it Woody, and it would get out, and they would let it out of the cage and let it run around and play in the house. They took care of it until it died, and 8 years later. That's one way unity. Not all people do that. But loving kindness can reach all dimensions, all levels of life, all the goodness, all the kindness that we see in nature, and the reality of nature, of how it's not always kindness in the nature world. You know, all kinds of things, tearing things apart and so forth. But it's all a part of living in the ongoingness of life. So what is truth? Is it what people say? Is truth what is written in the Bible, or the Upanishads, or the Bhagavad Gita, or the teachings of Buddha, or the Quran, or the Torah? Is that the truth? Or are those different voices about the truth? The truth, I think, is what is true and real about God and about all of life, the whole entire universe, and it's within us. It's instilled within us all. The truth is the reality that we are all God, we are all in God, and God is all there is. That which is. Satya. So let's take a moment if we can. The clock disappeared off the wall, but I still have the little watch on my wrist. And you have your phones, I'm sure. Let's just take a moment, if you will, and turn within. Just get still. And as we do, we let our attention drop down to that place within us, close to our heart, where we can make conscious contact with love, with who we are. We are an embodiment of love and understanding of faith, of power, of oneness. And as we listen to that still small voice within, sometimes we might hear what it has for us. The message this day. And as we make our effort, that intention to make contact with the divine within us, we also connect that with others as well. Those people that we hold in prayer, those people we care about, that we love, that we think of, we extend to them love and goodness, healing. Feeling love. Healing light. Forgiveness. Kindness. Thank you, Lord of love, for this beautiful day and this time we have to share together and then to go forth into the world and share all of the love and goodness and kindness we can. Before I sit down, I want to read something I meant to read. A whole bunch of my talk that I skipped over because I was talking about something else. But I don't know if any of you saw it. There was an article in Unity Magazine recently with Mirabai Star. Did you see that? Mirabai Star is a spiritual teacher. And it was celebrating female mystics. She wrote this: "There is a secret fiesta going on in the wildwood, and you are invited. This party has been unfolding for millennia. Its hosts are women, mystics, from all branches of the soul family. Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and every indigenous wisdom way. Its guests include anyone whose heart has ever yearned for union with the beloved and the alleviation of suffering for all sentient beings," which means you. I would say means us and everybody else. "You don't have to be female yourself to walk through these gates. Men are welcome here." But she goes on to say, "Just no bossing, no grabbing, no taking over, no solving our problems." I think that's what we need more of. Women mystics. Women who stand forward and lead with the heart. And I'm not talking about in the political arena today. I'm talking about the truth. People that I think of are like Mother Teresa or Teresa of Avila or Mother Mary, or Mary Magdalene, or Myrtle Fillmore, or those who walk among us, those mothers that are so full of love for their family. Father Greg Boyle, I talked about last time I was here down in Los Angeles with his Homeboy Industries. He talked about a mother who would ride to see her son every Sunday, 7 buses to reach her son at a jail, Marco, in jail in Southern California. 7 buses. That kind of determination, that kind of love and devotion. We need more of that. We need more. God bless you all.
Thank you, Jean. Very thought-provoking indeed. Our offering, there will be 2 containers coming around. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love,
through me,
blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Our prayer of protection, you will find that on the wall or on the back of the program. Let's say that together as well. The light of God surrounds us.
The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
Thank you, everyone, for being here and for making our service a wonderful place to be. And thank you, John and Johnny and Joanne, who must be downstairs doing food. Let's create a circle and I guess a small circle and sing our peace song.
That was meant to be.
live each moment in peace.